بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin inshallah today discussing the chapter that deals with different types of prayers such as the prayers of the Eid. And as you all know, as Muslims, we have two Eids every year. And one Eid that is recurrent and it takes place every week. But it is not considered to be a Eid as such, where people celebrate, but it is called Eid because linguistically, Eid is something that comes time after time. And it can be called to describe things that happen time-bound, and it also can be describing something that people go to or a location that people go to. So Eid can also be considered to be related to time or to location. Now here we are only referring to time, because when the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, he found the people of Medina celebrating a day of the non-Muslims. So the Prophet told them, والسلام, he told them that Allah has substituted you with two better days. Allah has replaced these days of the pre-Islamic era with 2 days for you to celebrate throughout the year, and that is Eid al-Fitr wa Eid al-Adha, the Eid of Fitr, which comes after the month of Ramadan, and Eid al-Adha, which is on the 10th day of the last month of the year, the month of Dhul-Hijjah. And Islam is a simple religion that is suitable to all times and all locations. And the majority of the rulings in Islam are based regarding time, are based on observing the moon and observing the sun. We need the sun to know what times we can pray at. So the times of prayers are decided, are distinguished, are known by observing the sun, as we've stated that before. And we need the crescent, we need the moon, so that we know when the months start. Because in Islam, we only use the Hijri calendar, which is based on the lunar months. We do not use the Gregorian calendar, because no one knows what day this is without referring to the calendar, which is made by a handful of astrologists or astronomers or whatever. But in Islam, we can know and we can identify which day approximately today is by observing the moon. Throughout observing the moon, we know when Eid al-Fitr is, we know when Eid al-Adha is, we can identify Ashura. Also, if a woman is observing her Iddah after her husband dies, a widow, she has to observe 4 months and 10 days as a waiting period, as a period of grief. And this cannot be identified without knowing the time, and this is known by observing the moon. Eid is means of celebration, of being happy, of trying to make the family happy by giving them gifts, by buying food, by buying new clothes, by decorating the house. All of these means are permissible because they introduce joy and celebration to the house, so that our children, our families know that Eid is different than any other day. Of course, there are things related to Eid, and the most prominent thing, which is what we will discuss today inshallah, is the issue of Eid prayer. And as you know, we are studying the chapter that deals with prayer. So Eid prayer is one of these things that we have to know and learn how to do. We move on to the first hadith. The first hadith was narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father. He said that the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar, they all used to offer Salatul Eidaini before delivering the khutbah. So from this, we learn that Eid prayer is composed of a prayer and it's composed of a sermon. And the scholars all agree that the sermon has to be after the khutbah. So it is unlike Jum'ah. In Friday prayer, we have the two sermons and then we have the prayer. In Eid, it's the other way around. We have the prayer and after that we have the sermon. And we will inshallah talk about more of this when we go through this chapter. Hadith number 142. Al-Bara ibn Azib, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam delivered the khutbah after offering the prayer on the day of Nahr, that is the day of slaughtering. So Eid al-Adha has another name, which is the Eid or the day of Nahr. Nahr means slaughtering. And we all know that in Eid al-Adha, part of the rituals is that you offer a sacrifice. And we will come, inshallah, to mention some of the rulings regarding this issue. He said, the Prophet of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever offers the prayer like us and slaughters like us, then his sacrifice, his nusuk, will be accepted by Allah. And whoever slaughters his sacrifice before the Eid prayer, then he has not done the sacrifice. Abu Burda ibn Niyar, may Allah be pleased with him, the uncle of Al-Bara, said, O Prophet of Allah, I've slaughtered my sheep before the Eid prayer. And I thought today as a day of eating and drinking, and I liked that my sheep should be the first to be slaughtered in my house. So I slaughtered my sheep and took my food before coming for the prayer. And he's asking, is this okay? Because you've just said that this is not okay. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, the sheep which you have slaughtered is just meat for eating and it is not sacrifice. So Abu Burda said, O Allah's Prophet, I have a young she-goat, a female goat, which is dearer to me than two sheep. Will that be sufficient as a nusuk, as a sacrifice on my behalf? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, yes, it will be sufficient for you, but it will not be sufficient as a nusuk or a sacrifice for anyone else after you. From this hadith, we learn a number of lessons. First of all, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam insisted on having the order. And what is the order? Pray like we have prayed, then slaughter. And he clearly emphasized this by saying, whoever slaughters before offering the prayer with us, his slaughter would not be accepted as a sacrifice, which means that the slaughtering for Eid al-Adha, for the Eid of the slaughtering or the Eid al-Nahr, it has a time. When does the time begin? After prayer. What prayer? Fajr? After the prayer of Eid. So if someone slaughters after Fajr, before Salatul Eid, his slaughtering is not a sacrifice. This is considered to be meat for eating. He has no reward in that. So it begins after Salatul Eid. When does it end? The scholars say that you have 4 days. Eid al-Adha, which is the 10th, and then the 3 days of Tashriq, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. By sunset of the 13th, this is the last time for you to slaughter. If you did not slaughter before the sun sets, your slaughter is not accepted as a sacrifice. So we have 4 days. And these 4 days are also days of celebration. You are allowed to listen to the duf in them. You are allowed to celebrate, as the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, these days, the days of Tashriq, are days of eating, drinking, and remembering Allah. And it is forbidden for a Muslim to fast them. The days of Tashriq, 11th, 12th, and the 13th, are forbidden for Muslims to fast them, except for pilgrims who are unable to sacrifice their hadi. They are entitled to fast 3 days in Hajj and 7 if they go back to their hometown. So the scholars say that these 4 days are forbidden to fast, as the Prophet ﷺ indicated. And they also say that those who have a habit of fasting 13th, 14th, and 15th, which are the white days, in Dhul Hijjah, they cannot fast the 13th. They may fast the 14th and the 15th and any other day, but these 4 days are forbidden for them to fast. We have a short break. Stay tuned. And inshallah, we'll be right back.